Hello, welcome to the Max Show. Yes, it's time for the Christmas quiz, but unlike other years, no one's certain when it's going to take place, so no one's here.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Normally, we're all drunk. I'm not now. Normally, I'm dressed as Santa. I don't do that anymore. I'm sorry to break it to those of you that thought it actually was Santa, by the way. But the people that have braved the elements to get here, through the pouring rain, James Rickards.
Hello.
And his wife, Julie, won't go on camera.
No.
No. In fact, I'm probably going to get told off for saying her name, aren't I?
Don't look me up on Facebook.
Don't laugh, you'll come out on the mic. Hey,
that's a shocking statement.
What, behind the
green door?
Hey, Julie.
Oh, well, Julie.
All right. It's a Christmas quiz. Hello. Welcome to everybody who's bothering to turn up and watch. Wes is in the chat room. We're trying to get him on this screen here. But he's gone very silent all of a sudden.
Not on cam.
Maybe he hasn't heard the message yet from me saying it. That's the other thing. With the delay that Patrice has put in. Yes, it's the Christmas quiz. I have a fantastic bunch. Now, those of you that are saying, hang on, I don't know which day the show's on. It's been all over the place. We made an executive decision. As of January, for the rest of eternity, the shows will be on a Friday. And if they're not on a Friday, there won't be any shows. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect.
That'll work.
Well, we will. We'll still move them to Thursday, but the people that think they're on Friday just think there won't be a show that way.
Okay, nobody will. Okay.
I've thought about this.
Yeah, more than I have.
Over a poop, I've thought about it. But joining me, the brave few who have turned up, and I've got all the lines in the wrong order, so this is going to get really confusing later. Chuck Joyner.
Ooh.
Mate, we haven't seen you in ages. How the devil are you?
I'm great. Happy holidays. Good to see you guys.
I know you're wearing a jumper. Is it a bit cool in Pennsylvania at the minute?
It is a little cool. We're expecting not snow, but heavy rain in the next couple of days. So it sounds like you're sending it over here.
Nice. Yeah, Mr. Sandy's online. He's scoffing at your little bit of snow.
Yeah, we have no snow right now.
Really?
At least we're in Denver, which is kind of on the plains, and then you've got the mountains just to the west of us. But mountains are getting it, but those of us on the high plains here are getting nothing.
Wow. Okay.
Dry as a bone. Yesterday, I think the humidity in our house was like 16%.
Oh.
I don't understand why that influences the snow, because we don't get snow enough to know that I've got to bother looking at the humidity. That's the trouble. So high humidity means the snows are coming?
Yeah, you would hope so.
Okay.
We've got the cold weather. We just don't have the humidity. So.
Right. Okay, mate. I'm in the middle of switching around cameras, and I forgot to put anyone else on the screen. So sorry, Chuck. You should have been lip-syncing there for Steve.
No problem.
Here he is. Steve, how the devil are you, mate?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Snowless?
Snowless.
Happy that you're snowless?
We're thinking we may have a white Christmas. There was at least one Weather Channel, except I think they all do this just to kind of make everybody happy this time of year, is they did the forecast and they said, we may have a chance of snow on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's sweet.
So we'll get, Bing and Danny Kaye, and we'll all go out and sing about snow.
Oh, that's a cracking one. I can't get Chuck to turn up on the four-way view, which is really annoying.
Chuck, where are you?
He spent all that time on his camera. And I can't get rid of line three for some reason. Oh, line four's disappeared as well. No, line four. Hey, what the hell's going on? I've got no idea. I should have tested this, really, shouldn't I? I'll just put it on this view, and then hey, it's not a problem.
He can edit your first time.
God. And then in here, in the room, we've got Phil, who's come all the way down from the north.
Sunny
Thunthorpe, and he's braved a 2-hour drive. You left yourself a plenty of time, though, didn't you, mate?
Yeah.
He's been here since 1:30.
No, 2.
Oh, 2, okay, fair enough. Sorry, mate, I dissed you. So leave plenty of time. Have you got a shovel in the boot as well?
No.
And a hot flask?
No, but I know where all the service stations are.
Excellent, mate. So we're going to be testing your knowledge today. Muller's next to him.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
I'm fine.
Yeah, good. Not drinking tonight as well?
No, I just felt that if everyone else was sober, then I'd just make a fool of myself.
Oh, okay. Or are you just suggesting that when you're drunk, you don't notice that you're making a fool of yourself?
Oh, no, I'm doing it, but I don't care.
Okay, good luck. And last but by no means least, Mr. Rickarts.
Good evening. How are we?
I'm good, mate. You all right?
Yeah, a bit of a task to get here. I keep thinking I'm closer than I am. Obviously, you know I moved house this year.
Yeah.
And I keep forgetting I'm almost 25 minutes away from where I used to live. My brain, this still isn't computing. Much to my wife's horror, but anyway, we got here. We braved the rain.
Have you bothered to time yourself this time so that you can get it right next time?
Yeah, I mean, it's an hour and 20 minutes it is to get here, I think. So yeah. I was just judging an hour and suddenly just like, hang a minute, no, I moved house. Oh, Santa's little help has just turned up.
Oh, mate.
Oh, God. Are you sure there's no camera for that?
Yeah, there's no camera for that, mate.
You'll disappear if you go on. Even jingles.
There we go. Are you Poe or Lala?
I don't know. Is it Poe? Is it small child?
Poe's the one. Who's the red one?
Yeah, Poe.
Tinky Winky. The Christmas quiz. We're ready to go. Starting us off. First person with a vengeance. Chuck, you get first dibs, mate.
Okay.
Are you all right? You ready? We have 42 questions because I've thought about this.
Gosh, you have.
I have thought about this because I figured 42 was the best number because 6 of 7, 7 of 6, we could go down to 39 if we needed. We could go up to 40 if it was a round number like it is for 5. We could all get 8 questions. You see, I've thought about this. 42 questions available, mate. Pick a number. Try and write it down. Otherwise, we'll be going around the whole last half hour of the podcast. There'll be no gone. I forgot to say as well, there are some Santa's sacks where there are lots and lots of points on offer. Okay. And there's a few 50-50s where you get two answers and that's the end of it. And they're not going to be passed across for bonuses, obviously. Obviously.
Okay.
All right.
We're ready.
Right, Chuck, sorry, mate, picking them.
33.
Here we go. It's a 50-50 straight off the bat, mate. Well done. Is the iPhone XS thicker or thinner than the iPhone 5? It's not your question. Shut up. It doesn't matter.
Why is it? That,
it's not your question still. Shut up.
Gotta be thinner. Gotta be thinner.
It's actually thicker, bad luck, mate.
Whoa. Oh.
Really?
Yeah, ooh. Apple has moved away since the iPhone 5 and they've been getting progressively thicker. Which is why no one stands up and says this is the thinnest iPhone we've ever made. I had clocked that, but I still would have said it was thinner. But there you go. Bad luck, Chuck. I hope that doesn't become a catchphrase. Mr. Sandy, pick a number between all of them apart from 33.
Let's make it 29.
29. Catherine Adams is Apple's chief what?
Catherine Adams. I'm going to say PR person.
Wrong answer. Throwing it open, anyone?
She marketing.
Nope, James is out.
Environment.
Nope,
she's recycling.
Chuck is thinking. His cogs are whirring. Phil, you might as well shout a department.
It's thicker.
She's the head of its thicker department. She's the head of phone thickness department.
Apple Transport on campus.
Transport on campus, no? You're going to kick yourself. She's their blooming lawyer. She's the chief lawyer. She's the honcho, mate. She's taken over from what's-his-face who retired this year. Well, last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Bruce, what's his name? Can't remember his surname. He did a good job, obviously.
Yeah.
We're doing well here, Chuck.
nil for two. Right.
We won team or three teams?
No, you're three teams. So, Mr. Birch, you're first. Pick a number.
17.
What sold for $6,259 last week? I thought I'd put a few local ones in. Go on. What sold for $6,259 last week?
I'd have bought this.
I know this.
Yeah, I do too.
First iPod.
I've got to say, Mr. Rickards did have his hand up.
It's Steve Jobs' card, his business card.
It was. Well done.
Just his business card.
Are you keeping score? Because I'm keeping
it. That's sad. Look, we've been through three rounds, and the only score is a bonus point.
Yeah, that's it. Imagine he's got a pack of his business cards somewhere going, they're $6,000 a piece. That's like, everybody's going through their drawers now trying to find the one thing, give away at all those markets.
Everyone at Infinite Loop is running around pulling the drawers and books to pieces. Mullet, it's your picture, mate.
Nine.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. It's a stinger for Patrice, wasn't it?
Yeah. What well-used service did Apple launch in Germany this year?
Oh, God, that's got to be Apple Pay.
Apple Pay, well done, 2 points. and lastly, Mr. Rickard's chance to really burn out a lead here, mate, with everyone else not getting a sodding thing for the rest of the game.
Oh, let's go...
pull a Santa's sack.
Oh, he has, he got one. Let's go 21, mate.
21. The US Supreme Court yawned and refused to even hear the longest-running patent dispute with Apple, with Samsung, over which patent?
Is it just the square, the actual square of the phone?
No, it's not the icons. That's not still running, I don't think. Ugh, bonus point. Anyone?
Is it something to do with the chip that powers the 4G?
No. Steve can steal.
Oh, man. It sounds so familiar.
It is familiar. Just after a while, you tune it out, and then you forget.
It is the longest running dispute. So there's a... I mean, if the Apple's disputes with Samsung only relate to one device...
I know which device it is.
And it's the longest running dispute.
It was the iPhone 6.
No.
It would have to be the iPhone.
iPhone 5, then? Original iPhone.
The original iPhone, and it's swipe to unlock.
Oh.
US Supreme Court have put a stop to it. They've said, no, sorry, not even listening to that. I think there's a bit of bias there. US bias, no? Maybe. Just a little.
No, they're just tired of it like we all are.
Yeah. Who cares? Samsung, shut up. At the end of round one, only one person got a question right. And it was Muller with the easiest question on the entire sheet. God, blimey.
But I got a bonus question, right?
You got a bonus, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Does that mean we're even?
No, that's a bonus.
Chuck, pick a number, dude.
Number one.
The California Office of Administrative Law. What on earth is that?
In his numbers with one of those bingo machines.
He's got a bingo machine running around, yeah. The California Office of Administrative Law granted what permission in February which affected Apple and a couple of other tech companies?
Self-driving cars.
Correct. Yes. Really? We're not all a bunch of itinerant morons. Thank you. Chuck, join us, the intelligent one, and Muller. At the moment. At the moment. Good answer, mate. Superb. 2 points. Does that make you feel good?
It makes me feel great.
That's that could be the winning margin at the end of this. The way we're going.
That's a good.
Mr. Sandy, he's taking a glass of water. He's serious on this now.
Number nine?
It's gone. Already? Oh, round two and someone's repeating numbers. That's... Jeez. No wonder we're not getting any scores.
How about number 14?
Yeah. Number 14. Apple Beats Dr. Dre brand announced a partnership with which sporting body in September?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Gladly. Beats Dr. Dre brand announced a partnership with which sporting body in September?
I'm going to say FIFA, F-I-F-A.
No, throwing it open.
Is it American football?
No, it's not. Which is not a, which is not a governing body.
I know, but I couldn't remember what their governing body is.
Well, then you don't get the points,
NBA?
Do you?
NBA?
It's the. Well, it's not your question anymore.
Oh, well.
You said you didn't know. You can't answer it afterwards. Did you just Google that?
No, I'm just sitting here, you know, going through the different sports.
He's cheating already.
What do we do now? I don't know what to do now. No points, no points. Judge's decision is final, right? No, no, no points. Void question, done. Done and dusted. No one said it was fair. Mr. Birch, pick a number.
Wait, what was the answer? What was
NBA, the answer? He said it.
NBA?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Number seven.
Shame on me.
But past Steve Sandy got it wrong. Future Steve Sandy got it right, but future Steve Sandy doesn't get a vote.
That's
seven,
true. Please.
Seven. It's a centre sack.
What?
It's a centre sack. Oh, oh, oh. That means there's loads of points available, mate.
Oh.
Okay.
Ah.
In, you can get 6 points here. Oh, no, you can get five, sorry. In April, Mac Rumors outed the six oldest Apple products that were still on sale in April. Don't think now, in April. If you can name five of them, you get 5 points, mate. All you've got to do is name five of them to get 5 points. You get, and parts thereof. And then bonus points can go up to the remainder. No Googling now. No Googling. In April, Apple Mac Rumors outed the six oldest products still on sale in April. Can you name five? Just stab, man.
Damn, Brooklyn.
You can't name a single product that was still on sale in April.
I think
iPod?
Yes, 996-day cycle at that point. 1 point.
Shuffle?
No. Two guesses.
Mac monitor?
No. Three guesses. This is great audio, isn't it? Oh, no. All the silences.
The Apple One?
iPad Air One?
No. Four guesses.
No. Hand it over.
Hand it over. Right. Anyone else?
Nano.
Mac Mini.
The Mac Mini. Well done, Mr. Sandy, of course.
Mac Pro.
Mac Pro.
The Mac Pro. Well done.
The Nano.
No, not the Nano.
The eyesight.
No, see, okay, that's the end. So the thing you should have thought, though, was what they've just upgraded, because that would be a good indicator of what they did in the end of in the October one. Airport Extreme, 1,758 days. That's massive. Mac Pro, 1,569 days. I didn't think it was that old, but it is. Mac Mini, 1,268 days. MacBook Air, 1,124 days. iPod Touch, 996 days. And the iPad Mini was only 940 days on its cycle. 3 years. Interesting. Well done. You got a couple, mate. Got to be happy. Muller?
42.
Top of the shop.
Go in there.
Which two competing navigation apps were allegedly coming to CarPlay this year?
I'm going to go Waze.
One.
And Google.
Google Maps will give you that, yeah. So, good lad.
Well,
that's impressive.
Really impressive.
Are you two for two now?
Two rounds, two scores, yeah.
Two scores, dude.
God, somebody's got access to the Dropbox folder, haven't they?
No. This is in my iCloud, mate. No one's got access to this. It's not a shared document. Absolutely not a shared document.
We all know how secure iCloud is. Come on. Moving on.
James?
I'll take just number 25, please.
25. In August, Apple was forced to initiate a free logic board repair for which device? No, Andy, I'm bloody not.
Repeat the question, sorry.
In August, Apple was forced to initiate a free logic board repair for which device?
God, bloody hell. Logic board. I'm going to have to say the iMac.
The iMac is wrong.
Damn.
Throwing it open.
MacBook Pro?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Mac Mini?
Nope.
iMac?
No, someone said that.
Oh, you said that, did you?
Yeah.
Or the other iMac then?
The small one. The big one, the small one. Oh, good God. Come on, Chuck. You must know. Chuck's go, come on.
No, I had one.
You had one?
It wasn't the 17-inch MacBook Pro.
Has anyone not had a go? Everyone's had a go? iPhone 8.
Why are you joking?
No, iPhone 8. Oh. Would I joke about something like that?
Your question.
Yeah. Hang on. I think I've sussed out what I've done doing wrong. Right, hang on. I've sussed out what I've been doing wrong with the cameras. Here we go. Now we're sorted. I've got a four-way view. Woof. Look at that. Oh. Whose turn is it? Is that it? That's it. End of round two. 2 points to Mr. Sandy. 2 points to Chuck. 1 point to Phil. 1 point to James. And 4 points to Muller Biker. Man, all to play for.
Only because Matt Cast is
Deep Pan said the air in the chat room. So, bad luck, mate. And Wes can't play because he's still at work. Deep Pan, do you want to come in line four? Do it. Chuck, pick a number, dude.
Number two.
No, we haven't.
I think
25 or something, yeah. Apple had a 10% slide in its stock price in November. What mantle did it lose in the process?
The billion-dollar company mantle.
No.
No?
I'll answer that one.
Go on then, Miss Sandy.
The trillion-dollar
market
cap.
Wow.
Oh, no. If you're going to win, win big.
Chuck has developed a rear-facing foot so he can kick himself.
Yeah. $1 million.
Yeah, I think they're down below 700. Yeah, no,
I knew the new iPhones weren't selling well, but Chuck, damn.
Yeah.
I bought one.
Well done, Mr. Sandy. Your turn.
I'll take number three.
Number three, Apple offered a battery replacement service for the iPhone in January, but how much did it cost?
Oh, that's easy. Depends which country you're in as well.
In January.
$29.
He's correct. 2 points.
£25. Well,
it then subsequently turned out to be free, but it did start at $29. Good one. Well done, mate. Mr. Birch, your pick, mate. I'll tell you what, this is hard trying to drive all of this lot now and do the questions.
Number four.
Oh, come on. We just got... Okay. Deezer app allowed audio files to do what at the start of this year? The Deezer app.
Lossless.
Correct.
Yes.
Right.
Stream FLAC, lossless audio. Bloody good, mate. Well done. I'm impressed. Did you actually know that? Was that just a fly in the dark? Good lad. Well done, Muller. Pick a number for us.
I'm going to go for number five.
Interesting. What was the highest grossing app on the iOS store this year? What was the highest grossing app on the iOS store this year? And Googling this will not help.
Adobe Photoshop.
James put his hand up just fractionally ahead of...
Adobe Photoshop.
No, wrong answer. It's not on the App Store.
I'm going to say Fortnite.
No.
Oh,
that's free.
It's not on the App Store and it's free, you muppet.
Oh,
what's the top grossing app?
Top grossing, apologies. Free one. Apologies. I haven't got my head on today, have I?
Phil, you were next.
I was going to say Fortnite.
Oh, bad luck, mate. So we've thrown it open then. Mr. Sandy and Mr. Chuck. See, now if you go in the iTunes charts, it won't help you.
Gone.
No, because it doesn't show up in that as a grossing app. No, you can't go on the Mac App Store and look either. I think this is a really cool question.
Apple Music?
No, it's Netflix.
Netflix
topped the money for Apple. Ooh. Because they get 30% in the first year if you sign up through the app when you download it from the Mac App Store, and 15% per year thereafter. So.
Huh.
Which is why Apple wants to do their own content, because they don't want to give it to bloody Netflix. So. But that's the answer to the question. Is it James? Who's next? Is it Muller next?
Oh, is it my question?
Whose question was that? That was your question, I thought. Question. Yeah. James.
To me, to you. I'll go for number 10.
Number 10 at Maggie's Den. In September, Apple paid $15.3 billion to WHO in order to help the dropping of a legal threat from the EU.
Ireland.
It was back taxes, allegedly. Well done, mate. 2 points.
Yeah. I still think that should have been paid, but there you go.
It should have been paid.
It shouldn't have been paid. They'd done a deal. It was signed. It was done. They were happy. Apple were happy. Then the EU stuck its big nose in and went, where's our bit? No.
See, that's the thing is, that's a great one for Ireland, because Ireland is sitting there going, sorry. Yeah. 15 billion.
Yes. Just take it. I still say,
party.
I would like to know what they've done with that money.
I bet a lot of Guinness got drunk that night.
Yeah. But thank you for the point.
End of round three. Mr. Sandy coming up on the rails, 5 points. Chuck, 2 points. Phil, 3 points. James, 3 points. And Muller, 4 points. Mr. Sandy has romped into a lead there.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, you keep your fingers off that keyboard, Sandy. I can see you. Right, talking about...
I really want to see those fingers.
That's the speaker first.
Chuck, pick a number.
50.
Well, it's gone to bit.
50 out of 42.
Bodes well for you.
Okay, 40.
40. Apple appeared before the Canadian Parliamentary... Apple appeared before the Canadian Parliamentary Committee this year to answer issues around what?
Canadian.
They were answering. If you know you're answering to the Canadians, you know you got it wrong, right? The friendliest, the second friendliest nation on earth after New Zealand.
Oh boy, privacy.
No, throwing it open.
Repeat the question.
Apple appeared before the Canadian Parliamentary Committee this year to answer issues around what?
Could be privacy, surely.
No, he's just said privacy.
Sorry, Chuck, you're really quiet.
Do pay attention, James.
Sorry.
Antitrust?
No. Anyone?
Privacy?
Yeah, if you say something often enough, it becomes true.
Yes. No, the answer's privacy. Well done. No, it's not privacy.
I want the point.
Split the point three ways. We'll take it.
No, the answer is iPhone throttling. You remember when they had the battery issue and they throttled the iPhone 6 or whatever it was?
Yeah. Loud and
clear. Deep Pan says he'd have loved to have come on, but he's still got to pretend to work. Well done, mate. That was Chuck. Yeah, right. So it's, I'm getting lost. Steve.
37.
Meltdown and Spectre vulnerabilities affected all Macs and iOS devices in what month of this year?
Mars.
No, wrong answer. Anyone?
Spectre. March.
July.
Have you just said April. March again? Yeah, just to be obtuse.
March.
January.
It was January, well done. Oh. Did you know that, or was that?
No, okay. I just guessed.
Bonus point to Muller. Shock bonus point. We've got under Mr. Sandy's skin. He's drinking water like it's going out of fashion.
Yeah,
vodka.
Yes, yeah. So it's Phil. Phil, your question, mate.
Number 11.
Number 11. The China chip on server motherboards was a huge story in October, and Apple denied that their servers had been compromised. Which anti-malware house supported that claim? I think this is fairly easy. The China chip on server motherboards was a huge story in October, and Apple denied that their servers had been compromised. Which anti-malware house supported that claim? There's people in their car listening to this podcast shouting the answer at the...
I don't know.
Furiously.
Malware, bright ball.
Okay, so then just to shut Mueller up, go on, your turn.
Kapersky?
Kapersky, correct, yeah, bonus point. Chuck and Steve, you got a shout out, mate, because these guys are raising their hands and I'm looking in their direction because that's the way that the questions are. If you don't shout out, I won't come to you for bonuses. Excellent. Mueller's go, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go for number 8.
What have Apple dropped from the Shazam app this month? What have Apple dropped from the Shazam app this month? James has got his finger in the air, looking for the wind.
I think actually, go on then. I think it's recognizing songs.
No, that's kind of the MO of the app. Oops.
Advertisements.
Advertisements. Well done, James.
Thank you.
Excellent. And it's your question, mate.
Thank you. So let's go for a 22.
Tim Cook tweeted that lunch at Apple Park just got a whole lot more exciting and then posted a video. What was the video of?
God.
Tim Cook tweeted that lunch at Apple Park just got a whole lot more exciting with a video. What was the video depicting?
It's probably of the new campus.
That's too broad an answer. Yes, of course. It was Apple Park. Well, there's a surprise.
It's probably...
Strippers?
Do you know what? I'll fail at this. I'll just say the canteen roof.
That's a really good guess, but it's the wrong one, unfortunately. Anyone else?
Yes, strippers?
No, there was no strippers at Apple. Jesus
Christ. There might have been.
So you can use an app to pay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to give you a half point. Which is going to make scoring really difficult when you're doing tally. But no, I'm going to give you half a point because it was the sliding doors on the front of the canteen and you said the roof. Like the roof opening up, like the roof terrace or something, I suppose. But
yeah, that's what I meant.
No.
No way. He's just desperate because you got no points. Nil point.
Two.
He's got points. So at the end of that round, Steve is stagnant on 5. Chuck, stagnant Steve on 5. No luck, Chuck is on 2.
We got Christmas names.
I can't think of one for Phil yet, but I'm sure he'll out himself in a bit. 3. James is on 4.5 and Muller's on 6.
Oh,
setting the pace.
Muller. Oh, wow.
Muller on 6. No, look, Chuck next.
16.
16. What is Apple's iPad app of the year this year?
Oh, my.
They've just published them. What is... Apple's, you've had a bum run of questions, I've got to say, mate. What is Apple iPad, what is the Apple's iPad app of the year?
Was it Create?
No.
Drawing app?
No.
Nope.
Throwing it open?
Yeah.
Procreate?
That's kind of what he was thinking, I think, but no.
Yeah.
You said this. Are you just going to say the same answers on all from now on?
He's perfect. Is it Pixelmator?
I can hear him fine. You're on the same audio channels as me.
Is it Pixelmator?
No, it wasn't.
iTunes.
On the night. Go home.
No. How the hell is Mueller at 6?
I know. Taxi for Mueller. It wasn't Procreate. It wasn't Pixelmator.
Not Procreate. Not Pixelmator.
Fastbook.
No, this is. I mean, it's criminal. It's criminal that Apple awarded this to be App of the Year, but it was Frogopedia.
Oh,
What? Frogopedia is the Apple's app of the year. You can see they're employing children, can't you?
Yeah.
What's Frogopedia about?
I don't know. That's not me, by the way, Apple. That wasn't me casting aspersions that you employ children in your factories. That's not what I was saying. I mean, as in you're, as in the people who voted for this are obviously juvenile. There we go. Sorry. Sorry, I had to explain that.
We know what Frogopedia is.
My arse just twitched when I said it, though, because I thought I might get sued. Frogopedia, I've no clue what it is. It's either a really important and informative application about frogs, or it's probably something crossing a road.
It's an encyclopedia of frogs.
It's an encyclopedia of frogs. That's really bad.
I
looks amazing.
It's like a, whatever you call it, virtual frog dissection app.
Yeah, it is.
Charming. So here it is, masquerading as the Frontier Foundation for Frogs, the FFF. it's actually a frog dissection app.
It's very popular in France.
And it's £3.99. And it's £3.99, this film. Good blimey.
Oh, shit.
Chuck, you really are having no luck.
I got to find better questions.
Mate, they're in there. They're in there. I've always said, right, there's got to be a few holy crap ones, a few, you know, average ones, and then a few dead easy ones. And you've picked all the holy crap ones. Sorry, man.
Story of my life.
Yeah. I get raw chicken in restaurants too, mate. Don't worry. Steve?
Yes?
Your turn.
How about number 18?
Number 18. It's a Santa's sack.
Oh.
Now, I want to see your hands, mate. I want to see your hands because this is Googleable. Okay. Apple currently sells 5 versions of the iPad Pro. But what are their measurements on their listings on the Apple website?
Okay. 9.7 inch.
9.7?
10.5 inch.
Yep.
11.9.
Nope.
And you said 5 different?
5.
You don't got a microphone in you. No. Oh, wait.
It's you.
One more guess.
I'm going to say 10.9.
No?
Okay.
11.1.
No. Steve got 2 there out of that. So
12.9?
12.9, bonus point for Miller.
Oh, shoot. And I've got one sitting in front of me.
13.1.
22.6.
Yes.
144.9.
101.9 FM.
No, it's 10.5, 11.
11?
Just 11.
Oh, wow.
I'll take a steward's inquiry on that because it could be a typo, but I think it's 11. 12.9, 7.9, and 9.7.
Wait a second. I thought you said iPad Pro.
I think it's listed as a Pro, the 7.9. It says Pro next to it.
One,
yeah.
I've got a small one.
Yeah,
but yours is 9.7, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's that big.
Well, feel free to Google it and challenge me, because I'll admit I'm an idiot.
We just Googled it and you were right.
I was right, thank you. Wow, isn't that amazing? Because I did this with Google in front of me. Most of these are cut and pasted, fellas. Phil, your question.
Yeah.
Go on, Phil.
So you want a number.
Below 10. 12. Oh, man. Apple released Mojave this year. What was the title of the OS it replaced?
High Sierra.
High Sierra 2.6.
Jesus.
What a gimmick.
No, because some of those, you kind of like, you focus on the new one, you go, oh, hang on.
Yeah. Well,
and you go, you say El Capitan or something silly.
Oh, I'm going to go 31.
31, says Muller. Apple employee, Xiaolang Zhang, I'm not spelling it, was charged by the FBI with what this year? Apple employee, Xiaolang Zhang, was charged by the FBI with what this year?
Stealing stealing top secret Apple technology and exporting it to China.
That's a bit, no, that just, that's kind of like...
industrial espionage, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'll give you a point, but yeah, I want more specifics, please.
Oh, that's the best one.
Come on, Chuck.
No, you had your fingers up.
I did. Is it obviously the iPhone pictures?
No.
No.
Chuck and Steve, anyone know?
It's not iCloud logon details, is it?
Was it no. leaking information?
Yeah, but Conor Muller's already said that. So.
Yeah.
I think I might know.
Go on.
Did she leak all the Apple employees' details?
No, it was autonomous vehicle secrets.
Oh, right.
There we go. So I'll give you a point. I wasn't being harsh there. Excellent. Is it James?
It is. I'll take 32 and plug that gap.
It's a 50-50, oh. So it's not going open.
Okay.
Apple continued its foray into original content with the announcement for a series, Are You Sleeping? But which famous actress was slated to head up the cast?
Okay.
Was it Octavia Spencer or Gwyneth Paltrow?
I know.
It's got to be Octavia because Gwyneth was such a car crash in the last one.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you are.
Fantastic.
Octavia Spencer.
Thank you very much. Oh, good 50-50.
Yeah, Gwyneth was hauled in front of Tim Cook and told never to come back on screen again. Never, ever come back.
Thank you.
It's the end of the round.
Wow.
Steve Sandy has 7. No luck, Chuck has 2. Phil's got 5.
Wow.
Coming up a bit. James has 5.5.
Oh, yes. It's going to come in handy, that one.
And Rosie Muller has 8.
Oh, I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, come on, man.
We can't let Muller win again. He won the big show last year.
Did he?
Yeah, Matt Cass won this one and Muller won the big show. Not funny. You can't let him win.
No.
And if he wins tonight again, just... God, that's a year of never hearing the end of it. Yeah. Right, big concerted effort, boys.
Hey.
Chuck, pick a doozy.
38? Is that available?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you get this one. Which phone beat the iPhone X to the DisplayMate's best performing smartphone display earlier this year? Which phone beat the iPhone X to DisplayMate's best performing smartphone display earlier this year? There's a clue about whereabouts in the year this is based on the fact it's an iPhone X.
Was one of the Galaxies? Galaxy...
Oh, come on, mate, you can do it.
Galaxy 7?
Oh! No, bad luck.
9, isn't it?
I don't know anything about anything but iPhones.
Yeah, agreed.
James got the 9, yes. It's the S9. 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 S9.
Yeah.
9S, Jesus. I don't know anything about them either. Stevie?
Has anybody taken 11 yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say, are you going to pick something else then?
I really want 11.
Let's make it about 21.
21 is gone. It could take 36. An hour to answer his question at the end. 36. Sony announced the Xperia Ear Duo headphones this year at Mobile World Congress. With support for which Apple service?
Apple Music.
No. Throwing it open. Who's got the microphone? The just hold it still, mate. There's a good fella.
What's the question?
I can't find it now. Sony announced the Xperia Ear Duo headphones this year at Mobile World Congress with support for which Apple service?
Siri?
Siri, well done, Chuck!
Oh, Chuck, well done!
Oh, look at that. Do you see that little fist bump from Chuck there? That's like, I am competitive.
Yes.
I will not go down without a fight. Excellent, mate. Superb. Phil, your question.
Unlucky 13.
Oh, he's going for 13. The current MacBook Pro has an Intel Core i7-8750H 6-core processor in it. Yeah, that's impressive, isn't it? But what's the Intel code name for the processor?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Thank you. See?
That's a great question.
The current MacBook Pro has an Intel Core i7-8750H Core 6-core processor. But what's the Intel code name for this processor?
I know it now.
I haven't got a clue, but I think James does.
Is it the Coffee Lake?
It's Coffee Lake, well done.
Wow.
That was a good question, was it not?
It was a great question.
You said Coffee Lake, it's Kobe Lake?
No, he said Coffee Lake. It's not KB Lake. KB Lake's gone, mate. Where were you? You were sleeping when that month was on. Yeah, because you've owned every single one since.
Breaking.
Watch that blooming video, you'll... Yeah,
James has broken every computer since a Pentium 2 onwards.
have you seen his fingers?
It's a 2016. Fatty finger.
He's got, I mean, sausages.
Thanks, Miller. It's 2016, I've owned every MacBook Pro.
Since a Pentium 2. Muller, go on then.
41.
Oh. Apple turned down an invitation from the EU to a hearing on what subject this year? Apple turned down an invitation from the EU to a hearing on what subject this year?
Is it fake news?
No. No, not net neutrality.
Not the environment.
No, it's not environment. Go on, Steve.
Privacy?
No, privacy. Yeah.
We throw that one out.
The taxation and the Ireland thing?
Yes! Chucky boy! Tax evasion. Do you want to come to a seminar on tax evasion?
I'm all right.
Why am I the only invitee?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
See, I told you, I just need better questions.
James, is it your question?
Yes, it is. I'll take a Sparky 39, please.
39. The promotion of $5 off 2 Fandango movie tickets when you use Apple Pay celebrated which event in February? The promotion of $5 off 2 Fandango movie tickets when you use Apple Pay celebrated which event in February?
Probably the launch of Apple Pay.
No.
Ah. Sorry, that's a toughie.
Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day is a good, because at least that's in February.
Yeah.
The announcement of the new iPhones?
No.
Was that the launch of Apple Pay Cash?
No.
Good guess, Steve.
It is a good guess. But
just wrong, though.
See, Chuck got the idea, because it's February. In February, what happens in February associated with movies?
Oh, the
Academy Awards.
The Oscars. There we go. Well done. Yeah, bad luck. End of that round, then. Here we go. I'm keeping score this year because I didn't trust them last year. Muller won, so that's why I'm thinking, don't let Muller keep score. Steve Sandy, 7. Chuck, 4. Yes. Double his score. Get in there, mate. Phil, 5. James, 8.5.
Ooh.
Considering your performance last year, mate, you've got to be happy. Whether you win or not, at least, because last year you were in the dog pile, mate. And Muller, 8. There's half a point in it.
Oh, I knew it.
Point separate. This is it. Every year it's exciting, this.
Very exciting.
Can't believe no one turns up. Oh, right. Okay. Chuck, your turn, mate.
19. Is that available?
19 is available. What does Apple's zombie check tool do? What zombie does Apple's check zombie tool? Check tool do?
Checks for zombies.
Yes, absolutely. James, however, has failed to use it.
Zombie check tool.
The zombie check tool.
Face recognition?
No.
Just in case a zombie's trying to open your phone.
Yeah, it detects parasitic viruses that cause zombieism. Go on, James.
Is it a hardware check on Mac OS when it boots up?
No.
Is it about broken strings in software and stuff like that, you know, when it's not quite...
No.
Like bugs?
Jeez. It checks against iPhone repair fraud.
Oh,
so wow. Basically, there was iPhones being repaired. People would take online components from eBay, replace them for the valued components in their phone, sell the valued components, and then say that the thing hadn't worked, and Apple would end up fixing it free of charge. It checks whether the things are genuine. So it's a zombie repair tool. I didn't know about that until I Googled it.
Wow.
I didn't even know it existed. That's a
horrible question.
In which case, when everyone goes, no, I never knew about that, means that I might have it wrong, but I did see it. Mr. Sandy,
I'm going to be the one to pick.
Has anybody chosen number 34 yet?
No luck, Chuck. No, they haven't. No. Apple announced a TV venture in which... I need to burp. Apple announced a TV venture with which chat show host in June of this year?
Oh, no, that's easy. Got that one if he doesn't answer.
Host. Great.
Muller's ready to dive in.
I'm going to say Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, well done.
You see, look at this. Everyone goes, it's just the Max Show quiz. You know, it doesn't matter. But we've got Chuck giving the fuss bump. He's giving it the thumbs up. You all love it. You all love this show.
I think below 13.
It's Philip John Birch.
14.
14. Mr. Birch, tell us. 14's gone.
It hasn't?
Yeah, it has.
Oh, right.
Oh,
okay. I must
15, then.
15. Apple entered a new product category this year with which device?
I got this too.
Apple entered a new product category this year with which device? You are going to beat yourself to death after you don't get this, mate.
EG monitor?
No.
Close.
Go on.
Chuck, did you get there before me? Because I know you did.
I don't know.
I think we're going to say Chuck did because we feel sorry for him. Yeah. Okay.
Go on, Chuck.
Yeah, definitely got there first.
HomePod.
HomePod.
Yes. Is the right answer.
That's Chuck into double figures. Well, no, it's not. It's Chuck onto five, but...
Well, mate, good work.
Feels like double figures.
Very good, Chuck.
Good work.
Muller, give us your number then.
Oh, I'm going to go for 22.
It's gone.
Oh, must not be keeping. 23?
23. Golden Hour by Casey Musgrove lifted which award this year?
Apple's most downloaded or listened to song?
Close, but no. Anyone else?
Album?
Most
finish that statement.
Downloaded
most
book.
Downloaded album.
No. I'll give you a point, James, because you said album.
No, I said... Oh.
It's album of the year. Apple's album of the year.
Yeah.
What's it? Don't ask me question 20, because I think that's a lie. I think I've caught that one up.
Number 24, please.
Red. That's red. It's all pretty, this. It's coloured now. If you were still running Yosemite this year, the update to iTunes 12.8.1 was certain to break which other Apple application? If you were still running Yosemite this year, the update to iTunes 12.8.1 was certain to break which other application from Apple?
Can I ask for a hit? Is it a pro app?
Oh,
come
on. No. Because obviously, you know, that's a big deal.
It was certain to break it. We got away from Mr. Birch. I got away from Sandy as well, so I don't know.
I'm going to say GarageBand.
No. No, go on, Steve.
Quick Safari.
Safari, yes.
Guaranteed
to break Safari.
Wow, well done.
Allegedly.
That's a good question.
Well done, Steve.
Right, I like that question.
Well, you can at least guess, can't you?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's not. Is that the end of the round?
Yeah.
Oh, my life.
Lots of scores on the doors. Da-da-da-da-da-da. We need a jingle there, don't we?
Steve Sandy has 10 double figures.
Yay.
Well, I'm Sandy.
Now look, Chuck has 5.
Oh.
Phil has 5.
Wow.
Mate, Wooden Spoon still on offer. James has 8.5 still. And Muller still has 8. So that means Mr. Sandy is in the lead.
Yes.
Wow. Are you sure I should have got one? I nicked
for what?
Nicked his question.
I've got the bonus point I gave you for the one. Which bonus question
was it,
did you
was
nick?
Your question the album of the year?
Oh, well, I said I'd give you a point, did I?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say I'd give you a point. I said, Al, go on, and you went, most downloaded album.
I'm sure you said you'll still give me.
Album of the year, right.
I'm a losing.
Right, we've only got enough questions for one more question each. So, okay.
Final question.
This is the final round.
Chuck, get ready.
No, look, Chuck.
What is the question?
you get all these.
And there's no Santa's sacks, I'm afraid, mate. Winning is out of the options now. Go for it, Chuck.
37 available?
37, no. Yeah.
No. 33?
No, gone.
35.
Okay, whatever the first 30.
The first 30 is 30.
Lovely.
Okay. And I'm not going to ask you 35 because you'd never get it. Audio Hijack is a stunning application for the Mac, which had a great update this year. But what software house releases it?
I know this.
Audio Hijack? Yeah. Which software house releases it?
Rogue Amoeba.
Yeah.
Yes, well done, mate.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, great.
Well done, Chuck. You've got to be feel satisfied with that, mate. Steve, your pick?
Has anybody chosen 5 yet?
Oh, there's nothing below about 14.
Nothing below 14.
Below 19. 6 is available.
6? Oh, we'll do 6.
Right. Okay.
What did Apple begin phasing out in January?
Phasing out in January.
What did Apple begin phasing out in January?
Steve Jobs' memory.
A bit random, but okay.
Some people you can't take to a party, you know, ruin it for others.
I'm going to have to pass on this. I have no idea.
Anyone?
Phasing out in January.
iPods? iPod touches?
No.
Is it hardware or software?
32-bit apps.
Oh, well, yes.
Of course.
Stonker of a question.
Duh. Mr. Philip Butch.
Whatever the lowest number is you've got.
The lowest number I have now is 26.
Aldo.
Doug Field returned to Apple this year to work on Project Titan, but what is Project Titan?
Self-driving car.
It is Apple's car project.
That's good.
2 points to Phil. Okay. Muller?
28.
What did the iOS App Store celebrate in July of this year?
Oh, it's the amount of downloads, I bet. 100 million downloads?
Nope.
Not enough, then. 1 billion? 3 trillion?
Funny enough, no.
I don't know, I lost it now, haven't I?
Years old.
Because
it was 1997. That
was 28.
2007 when it was released. So 2008 was the App Store and 2018.
And I still remember going to the end of the App Store. Actually
seeing all of
through.
Them.
Yeah, I just sat there in a hotel foyer in some lovely, lovely country somewhere. And I went through all the apps.
Was this
store.
When you were writing your book on Bulgarian?
It was.
Was it?
Yeah, it's got to be. I was that bored. I was going through every single app. And I hit the end. Can you imagine that, saying that now?
I ran into the end of the App Store.
It's like the last page of the internet.
And broke my nose.
It's like I got to the last page of the internet. It was really interesting.
So, James.
It's me, yeah.
Last question.
I know whatever's left.
27.
Oh, my age.
Perfect. Or 35.
Let's go 27. That sounds great.
iPod chief Tony Fadell spoke out this year and said Apple should tackle what social issue?
Screen time.
Smartphone addiction, I'll give you.
Yeah, screen time, definitely.
Okay, and the last question, I'm going to throw it open just for a first shout-out bonus. Okay. In July, the Advertising Standards Authority upheld Apple's claim that iPhone 10 could do what?
Track location.
Nope.
Save lives.
Nope. The Advertising Standards Authority, this is a bad one for the Americans because they don't know what the ASA is, but it's a standard for advertising. You, if your advertising is spurious, you can get proper fines. The Advertising Standards Authority in Britain upheld Apple's claim that iPhone 10 could do what? And the answer is take studio quality portraits.
Oh, really?
It can't do that. It can do that. It upheld the claim that Apple said that it could.
I was going to say it was good on Strictly, but that would have been a joke.
With good lighting, I think it's a bit of a link. That is the end of the Mac Show Christmas quiz. Before I announce the winners, thank you to TSO Host because they stepped in this year and took over the hosting of our servers and stuff. And without them, we are screwed. We would not be doing this show tonight. We would not have a problem. So please... please, 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 this year, we are so grateful to TSO Host. Please get out there and say, at TSO Host, thanks for supporting at British Tech, because that's all they want is the brand recognition for us. So please do that. That would be really, really cool. Thanks to Wirecast for giving us the software that does this. That's superb. We'd be lost without that as well. And thanks to Hoya for providing my glasses for the show and currently fixing my others because they were measured for a bloke, but not me. Who's making all the noise? Bloody Sandy.
I'm not doing anything.
He's probably like a mouse, isn't he? On him.
Is he playing with his monkey wood?
No, that's Doc.
Yeah, but he might have given some.
There we go. Huge thank you. Thanks to everyone who's come on the show this year, regardless of whether the boys are here or not. Anyone who's come on any of the shows on British Tech, that we would have no one if we didn't have for the voluntary time that people spend turning up. Chuck comes home in his lunch hour to come on the show. And we make him late back from his lunch regularly. I feel so bad.
And I love it.
Oh,
thanks, mate. We'll have you every day, mate. Every week. Where can we get a hold of you then, Chucky boy?
MacVoices.com is where you can find me talking to all kinds of interesting people in the Apple space.
Excellent, mate. Thank you so much for coming on this year. Really appreciate it, pal.
Happy holidays.
And you, mate. Where are you, Steve?
You can find me at appleworld.today or on blog.macsales.com. That's the blog for OWC, otherwise known as MacSales.
Excellent, mate. Thank you very much. Mr. Birch, do you want anyone to get a hold of you or do you want to remain anonymous?
Philip John Birch on Twitter and in the Slack room.
Excellent, mate. Slack room, of course. Yeah, we've had Jaden's come in this week, hasn't he? New boy. Mm-mm. Stroke of the best. Yeah, T-Boy. Muller, where can everyone get hold of you?
Muller Biker on Twitter and also Instagram, Muller999, and in the Slack room.
Excellent. And Mr. James Rickards.
Shameless promotion coming up.
if you've got a loved one who needs to learn motion... there's no better.
Udemy.com/AppleMotion5. Or you catch me on Twitter at James Rickards.
And don't forget, of course, coming soon.
Coming soon. Going further with Motion 5.
Going further with Motion 5.
It's just doing so well. I'm about to do another one. And I generally mean that.
Are you going to go so far with Motion 5 that you could end up with a slap face?
Going further with Motion 5. I've not thought the title for the next one, but I'm...
I'm going to take you so far with Motion 5. Motion 5 would slap your face.
Motion 5 takes you to dinner.com. There you go. Anyway, yes, thank
you. When's the best time? Is it in the morning?
To do Motion 5?
Oh, there's some running joke here.
No. Motion 5 is way hard in the morning.
Moving on. Merry Christmas, everybody. I think somebody has drunk today. I'm sorry, T.
I haven't had anything. I'm fine. I'm
definitely drunk today.
Just go. My name's Ewan Rankin. Get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. Julie doesn't want to say where she can go. She won't even come on camera, but she's dressed as an elf.
She's an elf.
She's dressed as a jingle elf. Jingle elf, jingle elf, jingle. Not going to say all the way. No, that wouldn't have worked.
You've not announced the scores.
Oh yeah. I was keeping people on to the very end so they know where to go, because they always switch off before I do my work and you get hold of me. Or you can follow the networking at British Tech. There we go. We'll be back in January, and it'll be about the 9th, I think, something like that. Is it the 10th, the 11th? 9th, 10th, 11th, 11th, 11th. Oh, no, 5th. Well, we could do the... could we do the 5th? 4th.
I haven't got rates.
We can do the 4th, because I'll finish work then. Finish work on the 3rd. So, we'll pick a day. But it'll be Friday. It's always Friday.
Okay, so
it'll be always the 7th. Friday. If it's not on Friday, there's no show. That's all you've got to think. Although there will be. Steve Sandy, 10.
Oh.
No Luck Chuck, 7. Did well at the end, mate. You got it back. Good lad. Phil, 7. We might have to have a wooden spoon.
Ooh, 7.
Playoff. James. 11.5.
Oh.
And Muller, 8. James is the winner!
Yes! It's about my lucky elf. Thank you, everybody. I couldn't have done it with all of you not getting the questions right. Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you,
Sandy. We're going to be back at 8 p.m. with the big show, and there's loads more coming. So there'll be people here, and there'll be people on the net, and it'll be great. So see you in a little bit. Have a great Christmas and a wonderful New Year. And we'll see you all next year, whatever the date, the Friday is, 5th, 4th.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Anyone else?
No, that's it. You can go now.